Well, obviously, there's a lot of questions about my shoulder. I think it checked out really well yesterday when I went through all the team physicals. No one found anything. They weren't expecting to find. I'm in a great rehab program right now. My throwing sessions are really starting to pick up in intensity. My last throwing session consisted of over 100 throws. My arm feels great after I throw. It hadn't started getting sore yet, so it feels really good, and I'm really happy with where it's at.
Yeah, my shoulder's doing great. I'm way ahead of schedule. Kind of unfortunate I'm not going to throw here. I'm bummed out. I would love to get out there and compete, love to get out there and throw, but sat down with Dr. Andrews and physical therapist, and it was in my best interest to just wait till my pro day to go throw. Not that I can't go out there and throw, but we don't want to do anything that's going to set it back. So it's healing up great. I'm throwing every day. I'm on a strict routine, but I'm confident that everything is going well, and I'll be 100% ready to go here in a couple weeks.
I heard at the third game of the season about the second quarter against Michigan State, and I tore two ligaments in that game, and I played the rest of the season, taking painkillers for every single game. And at the end of the season, I got another MRI, and from playing on the two torn tendons, my sesamoid bones in my toe retracted about 1 centimeter, so the doctor had to, Dr. Mark Meyerson out of Baltimore, had to reattach the tendons and put two pins in there to hold those tendons, and he had also had to move those sesamoid bones back up for me.
Which foot is it?
It's my right big toe.
If I wouldn't have tried to come back, there's no way I could have lived with that decision. Everyone we talked to at the time said that I could come back and play. No one thought I needed surgery after the first injury, so I don't think I made a wrong decision at all with that.
Now, what is your pro day? Is it March?
March 25th.
Now, how and you're going to do everything there?
Yes.
And how important is that for you to show everybody?
That's extremely important. Obviously, it'll be the first time that I've thrown in front of pro scouts since they've seen me play versus Texas and I got injured. So, I think everyone's really anxious to see my arm and how it looks after surgery.
I just had a nerve injury in my deltoid. It's not even actually my shoulder. And just weird injury, hard to describe, hard to explain. Only thing I can say is that there was no pain. There was never pain involved in the whole injury, the whole situation. It was just completely dead. My arm was dead. My fingers were dead. I couldn't grip anything. Really couldn't throw anything at all to raise up my arm during the game was tough. A couple days later, regained all my feeling in my fingers and in my arm, and just been battling the weakness part of it ever since.
Is it getting stronger?
It's a lot stronger. In the weight room, in the activities that I do, I can't tell a difference. My arm has come along great. It's healed great. So I'm very excited about that.
All they told me was that it was turf toe. So I just had to gut it out for my team, and went out there each and every game, and try to give it my best. I've grown tremendously since I came into Notre Dame. I came in early as a senior. I came out early to Notre Dame, got in there in January, tried to get a head start on my college career. And, there have been some ups and downs and a lot of lessons I've learned, through that time. And, I've overcame a lot of adversity during my past 3 years at Notre Dame. And, it's just been the greatest time of my life. And I've learned some of the greatest experiences that I could. And just being away from my home and my family in California has definitely changed me as a person.
I feel like my style could, adapt to any system. I think people look at what we did last year at Oklahoma and just see a spread offense. But, if you look at my first year at Oklahoma, we were under center a lot. I believe it was 50-50. We were more, two-back conventional pro style. So, I feel like I have the skills to really adapt to any system.
I think I'm ready. That's one of the reasons why I went to Notre Dame, was to best replicate what it was going to be like playing, big time football in the NFL as a rookie. There's obviously been history showing that, a lot of quarterbacks that come into the rookie season in the NFL have struggled. And, I kind of went through that at Notre Dame, struggled my first year, got a little better my second year, and, made a drastic change my junior year in college.
I think I am a great leader. I think if you ask any of my teammates that are here that played with me at Oklahoma, they'll tell you that I was one of the leaders on our team at Oklahoma. I can be vocal. I think a lot of people question that. They don't see our practices. They don't see what I do in the locker room. I am vocal. I'll get after guys when I need to. You know, I also like to lead by example. You know, that's something I believe in. You know, if you don't practice what you preach, no one's going to follow you. So, you know, I believe I have all the different leadership styles that you need to be a good leader.
I set huge expectations for myself. I definitely see myself up there. You know, for me, I'm not worried about what people say, what people think about me. I did my absolute best in college. I played for 4 years. I started 53 games in a row. And so I don't know what more anybody can ask from me. You know, my height's a knock. It is. You know, 6'1" and a quarter. That's what God gave me. I'm going to use it the best I can.